Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, and I want to talk about branding. Now, over the years, I've been talking about branding for a long time. I've been talking about branding for I don't know, probably pretty heavily for at least a dozen years. And as you know, I'm the guy who has been talking about it on a regular basis about how branding is not just the franchise of big companies. That your small business, the tiny, even just the tiniest little business out there, your small, just if you're a party of one, you're all by yourself. You're an independent contractor, whatever your world is, or you've got employees, you've got some critical mass. Regardless of how big you are, you have a brand. May not be a logo. The logo is just the image of your brand. It is not your brand. You are your brand, and how you treat customers, how they think about you, how they feel about you, how they respond to you, that's all part of your brand. You've heard the term ding. You've heard the term branding, I should say. Well, the ding in branding is what goes off in their head. You've heard me talk about that before. When they think about needing however it comes into their head, to a person's head, a customer, prospect, when the ding goes off in their head, it's about some company, some brand that can either fulfill that or not. The ding could be, oh yeah, they sell that, but I didn't like what happened last time I was there. Or the ding could be, yeah, they sell that. I like those people. That guy John, the guy on the counter, he did a good job. I liked the way he looked at me when he sold me my stuff. He was helpful. That's the ding. That's also a ding. So the ding could go either way. The ding could be, yeah, I remember they threw the, you know, I felt like they threw the change at me when I walked out the door. Or the ding could be, John remembered my name. When I came back, I bet when I go there now, he'll remember what I bought the last time. I can't wait to go there. Or the ding could be, yes, I've been to their website. It was not very helpful. Or, yes, it was very helpful. In fact, I went there on my smartphone, and there was a hot link to their phone number, and I was able to touch that and make a phone call very easily. So that's another kind of a ding in branding. But now one of the things that you're hopefully starting to get the picture about is there is no branding without the customer. There is no there's no such thing as unilateral branding, where you set the brand, you establish the brand, you name it, you produce it, you deliver it. You don't live in that kind of a vacuum, at least not successfully, you don't. There has to be a counterparty to your branding activity. There's got to be somebody on the other end. There's got to be a customer that will pay you money and for what you get, for what you deliver to them. And so the question is that you have to ask yourself about your own brand is when your brand becomes a ding in the mind of the customer, in the mind of somebody who knows you, who's heard about you, what does it ding? Does it ding I like, or does it ding I don't like? Does it ding it was convenient, or does it ding it was inconvenient? Does it ding they were rude, or does it ding they were friendly? Were you relevant to them? Did you have a if they're if they've never been to your website, but they're driving, they're somewhere out away from their desktop, they've got their smartphone with them, they're trying to find out what's on the menu today, they're trying to find out if you have a certain thing that they want, they're trying to find if you have a delivery policy, can they find that information easily on their smartphone? That's part of the ding in branding in the age of the customer, my friends. And so now, there are two ways to get your brand defined and to get that ding the right way, dinging the right way. One of them is you establish it. You put it out there. You get to do that. You get to name your brand. You get to put it out there. You get to affix it to products and services. You get to initiate it. But once you do that and you set it free in the marketplace, you're no longer the only owner of that. You're now the co-owner. Your customers, maybe not even customers, maybe just people who know about you, who've heard about you, maybe people who have connected with you but didn't do business with you, but they had a good experience or they didn't have a good experience. They're now the co-owners of your brand, of the ding in your branding message. And so these are all things that you have to think about when you think about your brand. It's not just the brand. It's not just your name. It's just not just the products that you're so proud of. It's not just your strategy that you feel you're so smart about. But what is on the other side of the handshake? What's happening on the other side of the transaction with where the ding is being defined? And the ding is being defined not by you anymore completely, but by people who use your stuff, who connect with you online, who phone you or call you on the phone, who come into your shop, who, you know, whatever connection they make with you, what was that experience like for them? That's the ding, and that's what you have to pay attention to as you think about branding in the age of the customer, which is where we are right now. Hope that helps. Think about that a little bit. You might have to go outside and come into your business as, you know, and connect. Go to your own website. Go there on your smartphone. Walk into your business as if you're a customer and see how that looks. And listen to what people are saying about your business. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.